Have you noticed an unusual amount of cherries at your supermarket this summer? Well, if you have, there's a reason, and the climate has a lot to do with it. The weather this season has actually been so good for growing sweet cherries in Oregon and Washington State that there are too many. And it's actually been bad news for many of the nation's cherry farmers, like Dana Branson. She has 8 acres of cherry trees on her farm in Hood River, Oregon, and Dana Branson joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why are there so many cherries, sweet cherries, this summer? What's going on?
Pretty much all the trees bloomed in all the growing areas, so we had a very even bloom. And it normally, that bloom would last over 40 days.
Mm.
So when everything blooms at once, it's all going to get ripe at once.
And that happened to all of the farmers, not just in Oregon, but presumably in Washington as well.
Exactly. There's several different growing areas for cherries out here in the Northwest. 2 separate areas in Oregon, 3 up in Washington and Montana, Idaho, and Utah. And the weather was just perfect in every place.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, all of these farmers had these delicious, beautiful, sweet, ripe cherries, except the market can only absorb a certain amount.
Right. The season just got compressed. We got started picking late. Normally, start around the 1st of June in some areas, but we didn't get started till June 15th this year. And then after that, they just came on like gangbusters.
I read in the Oregonian about how some farmers are actually letting the fruit rot on the trees because it would cost them more to pick them and to get them to market rather than just leaving them there.
That's true, because you have additional costs to pick them. You got to pay your pickers. And then they've got to go over the sorting line, so you have to pay the packing house to sort out the fruit that you just paid to have picked.
Mm. Dana Branson, I got to tell you, the supermarkets are jam-packed with cherries, almost less than half of the price they were last summer.
It's good news in that we want to get people to try them and then like them and make them a part of their summer diet every year. You know, maybe the people that haven't felt like they could afford them in the past.
But at the same time, I can imagine it's pretty hard for farmers like you who are otherwise having to deal with a bad economy anyway.
It is really difficult. I know there's going to be a lot of growers that are very disappointed because everyone was looking forward to such a good year. The last 2 years, we've had frost, and so our crop was really short. You have to make money every few years, or you can't keep playing this game.
What kind of cherries do you grow?
I grow Rainiers and Lapins.
The Rainiers here on the East Coast, we sort of know them as white cherries.
That's funny. I have a friend who calls them blonde cherries.
Blonde cherries, ah. How do you recommend, what do you recommend doing with cherries?
This year, I took some and I pitted them. I left the stem on. But I have this great little pitter, and I would pit them, and then I melted dark chocolate, so my sweet chocolate.
Mm.
And I dipped the cherries in the chocolate, and I put them on a cookie sheet and put them in the freezer. And then you've got the stem to eat them with, but no pit, and the great chocolate and cherries is a great combination.
Mm.
Then once they get frozen, you can take them off the cookie sheet and put them in a bag and stick them back in the freezer.
Dana Branson is a cherry grower in Hood River, Oregon, and she runs the Oregon Sweet Cherry Growers Commission. Ms. Branson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.